David, have you ever thought about how much you can learn about a company's safety program and their likelihood of having a workers' compensation injury by their employee bathrooms?
In one word, no. Never. Not a single time. But please, please tell me why.
Okay, so this is something that's been really interesting that over the last few weeks I've been kind of putting this together, but I found that companies that have a real problem with injuries tend, it's not always the case, but tend to have really shoddy bathrooms.
You're drawing a direct link between their bathrooms and the success of their safety programs.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's a direct line. It's kind of a crooked, dotted line. Yeah. But honestly, it happened. I had a client who went into a company to help them with workers' comp injuries, and he had an opportunity to go into the employee bathroom. Was horrible. He came out and he said, "You know what? The first thing we're going to do here, I'm going to bring in a crew. We're going to rip out your bathrooms. I'm going to put brand new bathrooms in for your people, because how in the heck can you talk to people about how much you value them and make them use those bathrooms?"
I understand. So the bathroom was one example of the lack of value perceived by the employees, more than likely by that employer, in relation to them, right?
Absolutely.
How much can you really care about me? How much can you value me if you don't care enough to actually provide me with a decent restroom facility?
So I start going around and looking at companies and using that as a little piece of, a little litmus test. I walk into an employee bathroom and I go, "Huh, that's really interesting. Yeah, this bathroom is great, or this bathroom." And you start to back it up and say, "Okay, no, what is this about?" And where I feel like it's really coming up is in exaggerated workers' comp claims. So, somebody has, hurt their finger and now they want to be out for 2 weeks because whatever. But and then you start looking, you go, "You know what? There is a disconnect here. There is a disconnect between how the company is talking about their culture and how they are with employees and the actual experience that the employees are having."
So we know as an industry that if someone as an employee wants to become well and working, that we're going to have shorter claim durations and we're going to have less costly claims. And I think what you're saying is if the employee feels that they are not valued, if they're not happy to come to work, whether it's through their job function or perhaps the facility is provided to them, the likelihood is that their claim duration is going to be longer. They're not going to be excited to come back. They're going to probably embellish, perhaps, and stay out of work longer. It's going to drive up our claim costs, going to increase the length of our claims.
Right. So, but at the same time, when you talk to the employers, this is the interesting part. The employers, in some ways, that have these horrific bathrooms don't connect at all. They say, "You know what? First of all, either our employees are 9-to-5ers. They don't care. They're gonna do what they want to do. Or, you know what? This is not about them. This is about taking care of our customers." So you're walking in going, whoa, time out here. The message you're sending to the people that you want to represent you is completely opposite of the message that you want to be sending to your customers.
Well, bathrooms are certainly a unique insight into company culture and company safety, but I absolutely follow the point. If you want your employees to be more than 9-to-5ers, if you want them to represent you culturally, to represent your brand, you do, in turn, have to provide them with a reason to feel that way, part of which would be the facilities that they're provided.
Yeah, it's sort of like when they say if you want to, you go to a restaurant and you want to know how clean the kitchen is, so you go into the restrooms.
Yes,
now, I'm not
yes.
fixated on restrooms. It might sound like I am, but I'm not. It was just a kind of an interesting, unexpected correlation for me.